Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, dear magic. Happy birthday to me and many more. Hey, friends, this is Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C. Coming to you via blowtopsecret.com. Member Podcast Network on the talk feed. Oh, I just rattle that stuff off like I've done it before. Oh, man. So what, you may be wondering, is Burn Day? Well, allow me to elaborate. And by the way, for those who don't know, this is Magic on Magic, the podcast series where the topic is me. My favorite subject. Woo! So what's the Burn Day thing? Well, today was a very nice day. I mean, we got temperatures up in the 60s, and here in Western Nevada, when it gets up like that, oh, and it was sunny, and it was clear, and it was just wonderful, and there wasn't a lot of wind. And with all these factors, and, you know, hey, in spring, when the weather is nice, a young man's thoughts turn to burning things. And that's what I've been doing all day. I've been burning things. Weeds, basically. Burning weeds, brush, sagebrush, Russian thistle, stuff like that. Kind of accumulates around the house, and the circumstances today were perfect because today it was nice and sunny and clear and reasonably dry, and now tonight it's going to rain. So if I screwed up and left anything smoldering or whatever, Mother Nature will take care of the rest for me. So that's what this was. So I was burning stuff all the live long day. And, you know, it's fun. It's fun burning things. So, yeah. Oh, great. Oh, I can see this now. So, yeah, we'll have this like Beavis and Butthead redux, you know. You might remember, some folks might remember the infamous Beavis and Butthead situation where they had an episode where Beavis was going, fire, 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 you know, and some kid apparently was watching Beavis and Butthead, probably a kid that was too young really to be watching that, got the great idea and got a lighter and burnt the house down. And of course, that was the fault of Mike Judge and the Beavis and Butthead show. Of course, yes, this is America, where nobody is responsible for watching their own kids. So, I was burning things all day, but kids, don't try this at home. Let's see, anything else I got? Yes, the Magic on Magic program does not specifically endorse the burning of things. Oh, geez. All right, give me a freaking break. But that's another topic. So, yeah, I was burning stuff all day. And so now I smell like I've been camping, you know, all this smoke. And today the conditions were nice in the sense that there wasn't a lot of wind. However, the wind kept shifting around. And it really, every time I'd light some bushes on fire, the smoke would follow me around like a magnet. I tell you, it's a sign. It's an omen. You know, somebody's trying to tell me something. But yeah, I've been I've been burning these weeds, and that's the thing, you know. It's you could also but we don't joke about this. But you know, I was smoking weeds all day. Yeah, ha ha ha. So now I'm smelling all smoky, and while I was doing all this, I got this kind of finished this concept for a song off the Roxer album called Love to You. And so I kind of got an idea now how I want to do it. And it's perfect because I'm all smoky, and that's what I need is kind of a smoky voice. And I'm going to, I'm sending my love to you. I'm sending my love to you. Woo! So, yeah, I might have, who knows, I might get that done. I got this song called Once Again, which I'm probably about maybe halfway done with the instrumental work on it, and that'll be good. That's a completely different kind of thing. That sounds more like Wang Chung or something, you know. It's kind of a crystal-y guitar thing. But I guess I was inspired by the flames, the pyromania, to come up with this song, you know. Sending my love to you. Ow! So, what else is going on? So, yeah, I'm doing the moderator monologues, finally, and that's kind of cool, you know? It's kind of cool doing a mod thing. And, you know, the whole idea behind that is, like, you know, I know a lot of people tend to think of moderators as, you know, their jobs to go around and, you know, crackheads and, well, there's a double entendre, you know, enforce discipline, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, Well, yeah, if you have to, you know, but most of the stuff I see, there's people that do that are griefers and they just want to come on and they just want to be idiots. And, you know, that's their thing if they want to do that. And we'll ban them, you know, it's all right. You know, but just the huge overwhelming percentage of things that I see people doing wrong. They just don't know, you know, they just don't know. So what I want to do is like help them. But, you know, that's the topic for the moderator monologues. This is Magic on Magic. And it appears that I have digressed somewhat from the topic, which is me. So so anyway, yeah, I've been a moderator for a week now, and beginning now my second week as a moderator. Great job. I have to watch myself because I really have been hitting it hard and, going all manic on it and everything like that. And sure enough, if I do that, I'm going to start making mistakes, and I'm going to start really looking like a dweeb, and or I should say a jerk. Yes, that was the word I was looking for, was jerk. So I got to be careful about that. You know, coming up, things I want to focus on are things like documentation, you know, improving communication, this is kind of about me, and just making sure that people, you know, just kind of know this stuff and not, you know, get this confrontational thing going on, because it don't have to be like that. Looking for the good karma. That's what I'm looking for, is the good karma. Nurky, hey, shout out, Brother Nurky. Sweat it not, man. It's all good. Or, yeah, as Sean Handy would say, let not your heart be troubled, you know. And, hey, you know, oh, ow, I just hit the mic. Hope that didn't hurt anybody. I just hit the mic. But, oh, my God, I'm just babbling here, which is exactly what Magic on Magic is all about. So anyway, yeah, happy burn day. I am getting out and doing stuff. Of course, now we got some rain coming in. It's going to be pretty nasty for the next few days. So maybe I can get some recording done and get some documentation cranked out there. Maybe get some rest. Ooh, that sounds nice. Yeah, a little rest. So, stuff going on. Anyway, that's, I think, enough babblage for this podcast. Oh, my God. I'm thinking I ought to just do this over. But no, you're getting the raw goods here. You're getting the straight magic. I'm a little loopy because I have been standing out there in all this smoke all day. So who knows? Maybe there's some loco weed in those bushes and I didn't notice. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So this has been another... Oh, great. I can just see this now. All right. Yeah, you know, hey, maybe I better take a closer look at what I'm burning out there because... Okay, sorry. Okay. Anyway, this has been Magic at AboveTopSecret.com coming to you on the BelowTopSecret.com talk feed with another weird episode of Magic on Magic. So until next time, be well, friends.